Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and this is things that you should know by the time you're 18. If you want to add to this list, like, you should know by the time you're 18, this, we want to hear the example. For example, how to put the toilet paper on correctly. We all know how to do this, right? I just want to make sure we know how to do
that's
this.
That's objective, because some people would say different ways are correct.
Yeah, it's such a preference. Like,
no,
do you like
it's not.
Over, do you like under? Like, I don't know.
There, I'll admit I was wrong for a while, the way I used to live my life. With
you put
my
it under?
I used to have it so that it went under. Yeah, it's supposed to go over.
I'm an undie.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't even know what I do. I think I change it every time.
Ooh.
Really?
I don't pay attention.
I know, I believe that.
Mine is the flap down, and I crease it like in a little pointed envelope looking
my
thing.
My mom
so it's
used
perfect.
To make me do that.
Yeah, so does Kiki.
Do the crease.
What are we, at a hotel?
I have nightmares.
Like, no one is leaving the freaking toilet seat up at my house. Like,
okay.
Everything is nice. I want to be welcoming and pretty.
So now you know when you go to McKenzie's, you'll have a crease for your crack. That's wonderful. Okay, another thing here, things you should know by the time you're 18, how to do laundry. I understand the concept of it, but my wife actually doesn't let me do certain things. I thought I was doing it right. She had everything in the washer. I'm like, oh, well, at least she had the right things washed. I'm like, let me help her out. She's so busy. I'm going to throw all this in the dryer. Oh, guess what I did? I shrunk 6 of her favorite sweaters.
Mm.
They're like little baby
oh
ones. Yeah,
gosh.
She had a bunch of sweaters. I'm like, oh, this will be easy. And they're like baby micro sweaters. Then they're done.
Aww.
They're like crop tops.
My boyfriend has done that. I already wear crop tops like almost every single day. So he'll shrink. So I wouldn't be mad if like a sweater accidentally turning into a crop top. I'd be like, oh my gosh, cute. But he shrinks my already crop tops.
Oh no.
And
they're like boob tops.
They're smaller.
Half the underboobs right there.
Than my sports bras. They're literally smaller than my sports bras.
That's
so
funny.
My sports bras are sticking out underneath them. He shrunk, I think, probably like 5 of my crop tops.
Dang, way to go, Jewel Daddy. Another thing I saw on here was things you should know by the time you're 18, and I agree with it, and I'm finally there, but I'm a little bit over 18. Know how to cook a basic meal. And I saw Liv the Web Girl, speaking of your boyfriend, you did not know how to do hard-boiled eggs. They looked disgusting, whatever you made for him the other day.
Okay, one, I didn't even make those for him. He was just having a bad day, and I made hard-boiled eggs for myself. And I was like, oh, he'll think this is funny because he's always making fun of me. And I sent him a picture. Here's the thing about hard-boiled eggs. Like, so many people slid into my DMs after this, and everyone's like, I'm a really great cook. I cook all of the time. I bake, whatever. But when it comes to hard-boiled eggs, that's something that people perfect over years
really?
And years
you don't
and
just
years.
Throw it in boiling water?
But it's so hard because it's like there's so many different methods. So some people say you put them in cold water and then you boil it, but they're already in the water. Then once it starts boiling, you take it off. Other people say you leave them boiling for like 5 minutes. Then you have to put them in cold water immediately with ice. It's very complicated. Hard-boiled eggs is not an easy task.
Yeah, you got me beat.
They're not really that complicated.
Yes, they are. I like to think they are.
Okay. But that being said, that's not a meal. Does everybody here know how to do a basic meal? Not talking like Chef Gordon Ramsay style here, but Mackenzie, you got a daughter. I got to imagine.
Like, why are you looking at me like that?
I got to imagine as a mom, you can cook like one basic meal.
I can just cook kid stuff, to be honest. Like I can do grilled cheese, macaroni and cheese, like stuff she likes.
Macaroni and cheese from a box.
Yep. Pizza.
Who wants some chicken tendies?
Yeah, chicken tendies. But I don't like,
microwave.
I'm scared with chicken and salmon that I'm going to poison someone.
All you got to do is make
myself.
Sure it reaches the proper temperature. As long as it's hot enough, you'll
that.
Be good.
So
well,
scared.
How do you know? Would you stick your finger in it? Oh, yeah, 165
well,
degrees.
Well, you can get a thermometer.
You have a thermometer.
Everybody should have a meat thermometer. No, you don't put your finger in your meat.
Salmon and shrimp are insanely easy to cook.
Yeah, I'm going to try salmon.
And salmon, you can eat it raw.
What?
So,
oh, you're right.
Yeah, sushi. So you are not going to poison your daughter with salmon. And shrimp, they just turn red. So it's very easy to tell when they're cooked. You make shrimp scampi and it's like the easiest dish in the world.
She would love that. It's funny because my mom is Martha Stewart and was like the best cook in the world. It just skipped a generation. What can I
say?
Did
she try to teach you to cook the whole time you were growing up? I was like, come on.
Yeah,
honey.
But I went. Actually, she sent me to a cooking class and it just wanted a basic like chicken and potatoes. But no, they're like, we're making our own biscotti. And I was like, what?
What the heck's biscotti?
It was like too much.
Chops, can you cook anything? Because your boyfriend, Hostage Boy, is amazing at cooking food.
Yeah, he's a really good cook. Pretty much the only thing I could cook now is baked ziti, and that's because I've really perfected it over the last couple years. But yeah, I cook that well.
I will say, a man who can cook is so sexy. That's on my list of things I'm looking for.
Dang. All right. Gentlemen, no Call of Duty, but you have to be able to cook. If you can do that, you're set.